In this episode, once again, we speak to the amazing, the wonderful Vash Dominic. Vash is a 25-year-old serial entrepreneur who has built 3 7-figure businesses over the last 3 years. He has also helped over 1,000 people, 1,000 entrepreneurs from 35 different countries to achieve their goals and live a more fulfilled life. Let's speak to this young entrepreneur, find out how he went from driving for Uber to just 3 years ago at Liverpool University to now owning 3 7-figure businesses. And so let's ask him how we too can live an abundant life. And if you want to upgrade your money mindset, then click on the link www.millionairefoundations.com and watch my free training. Money Mindset with Girl Khan podcast will help you to break free from your limiting beliefs, reverse your money shame, and blast through your money blocks so that you can live a life of unlimited abundance. In this podcast, we will talk about energy tools and mindset strategies that will help you to understand and change your relationship with money, whether you're in a job, profession, or working on your passion. Change your relationship with money to change your life. I'm your host, Gul Khan. Let's get started. Welcome, welcome. This is Gul Khan, your money mindset expert. And once again, we have the amazing, the wonderful, the charming Vash Dominic. Welcome, Vash.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for coming back, Vash. We had such a fantastic conversation with you on Friday Feature. You were so inspirational, so wonderful. We had to have you back today. So, Vash, everyone's heard your intro once again, but please, in your own words, tell everybody what it is that you do.
Yeah, so I'm 25 years old, serial entrepreneur, currently have 3 businesses. One is marketing agency, one is coaching business for entrepreneurs, and third one is software.
Wonderful. And so, Vash, today we're talking about developing your abundant mindset. This came through very clearly in our Friday feature conversation because you grew up in a relatively poor household and you grew up in the Czech Republic in Europe. So from someone who's grew up in a relatively poor household in a small town to go on to become a millionaire and running 3 successful 7-figure companies, It's quite an achievement, especially at a young age. So talk us through why and how did you develop your abundance mindset?
Yes, because this is for all the listeners. Abundant mindset doesn't depend on how much money is in your bank account. It was my first realization because a lot of people think once I have 10,000 in my bank, 100,000, then I'm abundant. But what if you invest those money? What if you lose the money? What if you spend the money? All of a sudden, it's a very dependent relationship. Today, I'm abundant because I have some money. Tomorrow, I'm not abundant because I invested those money. Mm. No, abundance mindset is state of mind. Mm. It's the belief that there will always be more, that the world is very, very giving. Because when I grew up, this wasn't the case. You know, I wasn't exposed to wealth. It was always about counting money, saying this is expensive. We can't afford these things. So again, from young age, I was programmed to believe that money is not abundant. They are in scarcity and we need to almost fight for them. And if this person is earning X amount of money, they are basically taking the money from me or the potential of earning it. When I moved to Liverpool to study university, I had a budget of £6 a day for food, so I would count my money, all of these things. And I knew how it was slowing me down when I started my business, even later on, because I would always massively save, almost hoard those money, even though I could make an investment with it, or I could invest it back in the business to multiply it. So I had to make a decision that this needs to stop, because I know it after coaching so many people that almost you think once I hit, let's say, $10,000 in a bank, I'm abundant. But once you hit it, almost the goal moves forward. So all of a sudden, it's 50,000, whatever the number is. So how I reprogram myself for abundance is I started with small payments because all of us, multiple times a day, we just pay. We pay for parking, we pay for coffee, then we pay for groceries. So every day, we have multiple opportunities where we can express gratitude or abundance. So I would pay for parking and I would say, when I'm tapping with the card, I would say I'm so grateful that I'm putting the money back into circulation so they can come back to me multiply. And because I was paying five times a day, doesn't matter if it's £1 payment or £1,000 payment, I would condition myself to believe that paying is good because the money are coming back to me multiply. Well, anytime I would try to book Airbnb for vacation, I would see, man, look at the abundance of Airbnbs.
Mm.
Even when I would shower, I would say, look at the abundance of water. I can shower for hours if I wanted to. And just like that, I started to condition myself that there is more than enough.
Mm.
Because I know so many people operate, there are no good employees. Again, it's a scarcity mindset, or all the good women are taken, or all the good men are taken. That's still a form of scarcity, rather than believing there's abundance of great men or great women.
Agreed. And I love what you said. Don't focus on having abundance just for money. Realize there's abundance in everything. Abundance in love, abundance in friendship, abundance in opportunities, abundance in the homes you could live in, abundance in the number of holidays you can take and the places where you can go. So having that abundance mindset in general would help you to have an abundance mindset financially. I think this has been the key takeaway from what you just said. And take every opportunity you can during your day to develop and program your abundance mindset, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you believe there is scarcity of employees, I know you're scarce maybe even about money or about the relationships. But look at nature. Like, it's crazy how much nature is abundant, right? There's so many colors, just so many trees, so many beautiful places in the world. And once you start looking more abundantly, you almost fear will go away, because scarcity is still a form of fear.
Yeah.
Because you believe there will be less, or all the good opportunities are taken. What does it mean to me? Will I survive? It's still fear.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start operating more from abundance, or what we call faith, all of a sudden you will be more open to new opportunities. You will inevitably attract more opportunities. And you will get your results faster. And if you don't believe me, just look at my results. Again, a lot of people think I'm just talking trash because I'm so young. But the thing is, I am on the fast track. And I use these principles to be on the fast track. People tell me, first 3 years, you shouldn't be profitable. In those 3 years, I built 3 7-figure businesses that are very profitable.
Mm.
So we can do anything, but we cannot allow the society to condition us this way. Just because some guru said we need to hustle 16 hours a day, if we believe that's the truth, then that will be a reality to us.
That becomes your truth. So whatever you believe in becomes your truth, becomes your reality.
Exactly. So what I wanted to believe is that I can work 5 hours a day and make millions. That was my belief. So whatever your reality will be created by your beliefs. So if you believe there is not enough, that will be a reality for you. If you believe there is more than enough, there's abundance, that will be your reality. So you choose your reality based on your beliefs.
So this brings us back to the idea that in order for us to have abundance mindset, we need to have beliefs that we can have abundance mindset, and in fact, there is mindset. So what we need to do is go and check, what do we actually believe, what we should truly believe. Now, I'm going to throw this at you. I know there are people like yourself who have read the book Rich Dad and Poor Dad, and you know, the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. There are many, many people who read these amazing books but have not changed their belief systems. So how do you go about changing your belief?
Yes. So for any belief to be true, you need evidence.
Yeah.
Okay. If you failed 15 times in the past and you say, I'm failure, that's very likely a big belief because you have enough evidence to support that. On the other hand, if whole life you're exposed to or just not wealth, you're exposed to people who say that's expensive, we can't afford that, you will develop the belief because you have enough evidence. So with the exercise I mentioned previously, when throughout the day you notice the abundance, what you are doing? You are creating enough evidence. So the new belief, I'm abundant, becomes true, because a lot of people go in front of their mirror and they say, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant. And the mind is like, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Why? Yeah. Because they don't have any evidence. They have not much money in their bank account. They don't drive the car they want to be driving. They don't live in the house they want to live. So they don't have any evidence. So that's why just they can tell these affirmations until they turn blue, but nothing is going to happen. But what if they say, I'm abundant, and they remember the vacation they went on? What if they say, I'm abundant, and they remember maybe the luxury experience they have? What if they say, I'm abundant, and they remember when yesterday they paid for groceries? As a result, the affirmation actually have evidence to support it. And sooner or later, that's how you rewrite belief. So remember, you need new evidence, and you can use evidence from the past. So something you paid in the past, something you experienced, or you can use evidence from the future, which is visualization. So you can visualize yourself being abundant, whatever it means to you.
And I think that's a brilliant way to put it. I think the too many people say that, oh, this law of attraction doesn't work. It does work. But if you are just throwing out empty affirmations out there and not really feeling it, you're just saying words which have no meaning to you. You can be saying Baba Black Sheep all day long and it has no meaning for you. On the other hand, if you combine that with visualization and then emotionalize that too, bring feelings into it. As Dr. Joe Dispenza says, thoughts are is a vibration you send out, but the feelings is the vibration that pulls it back in. So if you send your thoughts out and you send the signal out about what you want, what you desire, what you're through the affirmations, but then you feel that it's already achieved, you feel the gratefulness, you feel the emotions regarding it, that's when you pull it towards yourself. That's when you receive it. But I think we lack the emotions because we don't truly believe we're going to get that. When you don't believe you're going to get that, you know, that seven-figure business or that partner or that, you know, size 2 body or whatever else is you're working on, when you don't believe that, then you would self-sabotage, right?
100%. I know if you tell people this, most people saw the movie The Secret, which is a lot about controlling your thoughts. But I tell people what The Secret misses is the real secret, which is the feeling.
Because
the feeling is the strongest power there. You know, when a person walks in a room that radiates with excitement, with just this positive energy, almost everybody looks at them. It's drawing their attention to them. And that's how it works. So if you say affirmations all day and you feel numb, you feel nothing, don't expect your reality to change. But if you say I'm abundant and you truly feel it, get ready. Because opportunities, synchronicities, new people are going to enter in your life. Because all of a sudden, you're vibrating at the vibration of abundance. So you will attract more of it.
100%. I think we undervalue our own ability to create our reality. Because I think I think especially people listening to this podcast and people are on this journey of personal development. I mean, the conscious awareness is expanding at the moment. We are increasing our conscious awareness of what's possible. But I think the belief that we can create our reality or be co-creators is still not a solid belief in most people. It's, really? You know, okay, I believe it if things are going well, but if things are going bad, and then, oh no, you know, see, I knew this stuff doesn't work, or this didn't work for me, or people become overly critical about themselves.
Yes.
Oh, I can't do this. I shouldn't do this, you know. And what did I make, you know, did I do the affirmation wrong, or did I do this wrong when I did that wrong? Mm-hmm. Both things are wrong. So this ability to look at what you want and then emotionalize it is the key. I hope you are enjoying today's episode. If you want to learn more about my mindset strategies and energy tools to help you change your money mindset, then please register for my Abundance Mindset Makeover Workshop by visiting www.abundancemindsetmakeover.com. See you inside the workshop.
What people do most of the time is they don't have first enough evidence that they are creators of their life.
Yes.
So as a result, they are very conditional creators, meaning something happened exactly the way I expected. I created it.
Yeah.
I'm the best. I believe in all of this. I'm creator of my life. Mm-hmm. And something doesn't go according to their expectation, and they start blaming circumstances, other people, the economy, whatever it is. But you cannot believe something just halfway. You know, no. You're either all in, which means you believe the things good and bad. If my biggest client leaves me, at some level, I know I've created it. It takes a lot of responsibility that most people don't want to face.
Yeah.
But I tell people, anytime you take responsibility, it gives you the power to change it. So if you take responsibility for something that is not working, you can change it. If you blame others, you're not going to change it.
Exactly. I think, and it works in all areas of your life, from professional to your health, to your relationships, to the amount of money in the bank account. I always say, when people say, well, these new age people who say, I have such a fantastic relationship with money. I think money is wonderful. I love money and money loves me. And I sort of smile and I say, well, okay, how much money is in your bank account? And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, how much money is in your bank account? And then that's when they become quiet and they realize, because if you had such a wonderful relation with money, there would be vast amount of money in your bank account. And I've seen it happen in my own life. I'm an amazing money manager. And when I think start spiraling downwards, when I start mismanaging money and my beliefs around money go back into the scarcity, oh, there's not enough, there's not enough, there's not enough. I kid you not, there'll be thousands and thousands in my bank account. And all of a sudden, within a space of few days or few weeks, they're all gone. It's all gone. And I'm scratching my head thinking, where'd the money go? Where did the money go? So it can happen to the best of us, irrespective of whether you're having seven or eight figure business. Because people might remember, people who have eight or nine figure businesses also get into debt and also go, fall over themselves. They make mistakes too. And you think, well, how can someone who's making eight figures, nine figures really ever lose money? But we've had story after story after story of people who've gone bankrupt when they've been, when they're billionaires even. Because when you spiral downwards and you go into scarcity mindset, it can happen to the best of us.
Yes, because what happens? You're feeling good, and all of a sudden you need to pay something you didn't expect. All of a sudden you need to repair something.
Yeah.
Something happens. You need to spend some money. You get in a fear. Will I have enough? And that fear vibration, the fear emotions will attract more things that are aligned with it. So all of a sudden you lose more money or you need to pay more things. So it's almost like catching it when it starts. So I catch myself when it's about to go downward. I'm like stopping it because I don't want to go down. That I make this decision, then this happens, then this happened, this happened. And now I need to go all the way this. No, I stop it and I remember what great things are happening in my life, what I'm grateful for in my life. And all of a sudden, I almost reverse the downward spiral and it becomes upward spiral. So you need to catch it when it's small. You need to catch those moments that make you feel fearful, when it make you feel again in scarcity. That's those moments. And I tell people there's life testing you. Might be true, might not be. I don't care. But again, it helps me almost like a game when life is like... It's almost like this. I tell people who say, Vash, I made a decision to become abundant. I always tell them, get ready. Because what happens
You'll be
is
tested.
Ultimately
yeah.
something happened, you know? Ultimately something happens. Next day they mess with me. I lost two of my biggest clients. And I said, this is your test.
Yeah.
And those who, despite that, keep their abundant mindset, what happens? They will be massively, massively rewarded for it.
100%. So when people come to work with me, I always say, things get bad before they will get better. Because when you make a decision like that, exactly, to work on your money mindset, the universe says, oh, wonderful. You want to level up? Wonderful. You've got all this rubbish. Can you just clear this first? So literally all your rubbish comes to the surface. So you end up you lose clients, you lose money. Things happen. You're like, I'm working on mindset, but why is the money coming? Because the universe is testing to see, do you really want it? And also it's being kind to you because you have all these limiting beliefs that's been stored up that maybe you were unaware of. But you have to clear first. I would say the universe wants to live through you. It wants to flow through your energy. But if you have blockages, it highlights those blockages to you so you can clear it. Yes. And that's when it shows up with loss of clients, loss of health, loss of relationships, all the curveballs that you can't even imagine that get thrown at you. But then that's what you need to deal with. But at the same time, when you do remain consistent, you get rewards like you have. Like, I mean, at 25, you've got 3 7-figure businesses. That's amazing.
Yeah, the gifts are incredible and they will only get bigger because you increase the energy. you know, because almost there's levels of how much abundance you can feel. There is levels, how much gratitude, love, all of these beautiful emotions you can feel. So as you feel more love, almost it gets more intense or just stronger. And when it gets stronger, you attract even more people or more opportunities to you. So that's the upward spiral, right? Mm. That's why rich people get richer and poor people get poorer, because they vibrate more at scarcity. So they attract more scarcity. So they radiate even more scarcity. And that's the whole cycle.
So let's come back to this idea of developing an abundant mindset. So you've said one strategy is to, every time you make a payment throughout the day, you feel abundant and feel grateful for making that payment. So what's some other tips or strategies you can give to our audience to develop, help them develop their abundance mindset?
Yeah. First, analyze also your beliefs. So maybe you believe from your childhood, money doesn't grow on trees. Mm-hmm. Rich people are bad, or money is evil. Mm-hmm. Or money is limited. So analyze your beliefs. And then I like to make them ridiculous, you know? So let's say money doesn't grow on tree. Yes, that's true. They don't grow on tree. They're flowing to me in abundance. I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. Almost like you ridicule these beliefs that are not true.
Mm-hmm.
In your head, they seem like true, but ultimately they are not. So I analyze my beliefs that were not serving me. And I started installing new ones and again supported them with evidence that it's true. So when I said, the more money I have, the more people I impact, I would look at rich people who donated a lot of money or who created something great for the society. And as a result, I had belief or sentence, and I would immediately confirm it with evidence. And the more I see it, not only this guy, but these other 55 people did it, the belief got stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's how anybody listening can develop more abundant mindset. And lastly, I would add to this this thing about what I call value tag and price tag. So a lot of people look at a price tag. So they want to buy a new TV. Let's say the price tag is $1,000. Okay, but what is the real value? Maybe they would waste 3 hours every day watching some nonsense on TV. Okay, so what's the real cost or real value of that compared to, for me, let's say when I paid $50,000 for coaching and I saw the value there, to me that was cheap. That's cheap, because if the coaching helps me generate $200,000-$500,000, then it's cheap. But let's say investing in, I don't know, $2,000 Gucci t-shirt, to me that's expensive because I don't see the value there. So I always tell people, look at the value tag, not the price tag, because something that might be cheap might bring you a lot of value, and something, on the other hand, which is expensive, might give you very, very little value.
I think that's a brilliant way to put it. I think you need to assess what you value to in the first place. So yes. I know there are many people who would look at and would think, oh my days, you know, $1,000 worth of coaching, that's so expensive, but wouldn't blink an eye of buying $1,000 TV. And I agree with you that you know, we've got a really large screen in my lounge. And yes, the value for that or devalue for that is the amount of hours that I waste watching Netflix. I mean, I suppose it's not waste because I'm watching it with my daughter, so that's our bonding time. But it's still, you know, wasted. I can say we can do something else, like play games and sort of build our bond through there. Mm-hmm. Compared to the same amount of money I spent maybe on getting a course to learn a new skill. So there's a lot more value from that. So I think that being able to perceive that also requires you to have an abundance mindset, because the people I'm referring to are people who would not go out and create a coaching business, would not be able to create any kind of business for that matter. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who, you know, might, you know, they're sort of penny pinchers and sort of trying to save up and whatever else. And they create value from keeping the money that they have, not in terms of creating value for others and bringing more money to themselves. But they would think that, you know, when I've mentioned this before, I remember there's somebody that I knew. And she was complaining about dating and whatever else. Now, I'm not a dating coach, so I'm the last person to sort of speak about relationships. So I recommended her to get seek a dating coach, and she's had this coach was a bit expensive, so okay, fine. Don't go with her one-to-one coaching or the group coaching. Go with her just a program, which is $2,000. Keep in mind, this person would spend $10,000 or more on, you know, surgery and other things and whatever else to, you know, to look better. But was thought the $2,000 for that dating, course was too expensive. I mean, in the end, I just bought it for her anyway. Because I thought she could use it. Again, that's something that was a wrong decision to make, by the way, for people, because let people buy it themselves, because they buy it, they value it. If you buy it, they don't value it.
Okay,
they
if want you pay, implemented. You pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. If you pay, you pay attention. So lesson learned. But I was flabbergasted. So she was saying how she wasn't happy with the relationship and da da da, and attracting the wrong people and blah, 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 blah. But she wasn't willing to pay for a coach, even though her pain was big, but she was willing to invest in surgery. It's what people value, and it's 100%. Based on their mindset.
100%. And prime example from our childhood is £2 blueberries are expensive. £2 chocolate is not. It's, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost it doesn't, certain things doesn't rationally make any sense. But when you start looking at the price tag and think about the real value of it, many of the purchases you will think again, because you, let's say, mentioned TV. And again, our mind finds justification. It's quality time with your daughter. But imagine if you spend $1,000 to take her on a trip, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know that the memories would compensate for all the hours on TV. So it's almost like looking, what is the real cost? Because I know even some video games, right? It seems it's only $50. No. It's probably thousands of dollars you lost by wasting your time on it. So yes, so that would be another advice I would give to people, to really think, what is the real price they are paying?
Okay, well, on that note, we'll wrap this up. So tell us, what is your parting comments for our audience?
I would say this, the best time to start developing abundant mindset was yesterday. Second best time is now. So I would encourage everybody to follow the practical steps we've discussed today, because the sooner you develop it, I guarantee the life will become more enjoyable and you will live the life you hopefully once dreamed about.
Fantastic. So tell us, Vash, where can we find you? Where can we find you? How can we connect with you on the internet?
Yeah, so our website is myentrepreneur.com. And if you want to connect with me, the best platform is Instagram or YouTube. And I'm there as Vash, V-A-S-H _ Tomanek. That's Tomanec.
Fantastic. So wonderful. If you have listening to us on one of our podcast platforms, then go and check out the show notes. We will have the links for Vash there. And if you're watching us on YouTube, then down below in the description section, we'll have the links for Vash too. Go check him out. He's a young lad with a wealth of knowledge and can help you, support you on your entrepreneurial journey. But he has got a lot to teach. And I myself have learned a lot from him during our conversations today and on Friday Future. Thank you so much, Vash, for being such an amazing guest and sharing all your knowledge with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you for listening to me and Vash today on Money Talkies. I will be back with another amazing guest, finding out how you and I can build a better business. Until the next time we meet, this is GirlCon signing off. Take care and bye for now. If you want to learn more about my energy tools and mindset strategies, then please visit my website, www.gulkhan.com. And if you want to take part in our 5-day abundance mindset makeover workshop, where I deep dive into energy tools for abundance, then please go to www.abundancemindsetmakeover.com and register. I look forward to being your mentor in the next workshop. And if you want to learn about the spiritual laws of money, then go and get my book, Laws of Money, from www.lawsofmoney.com. Until the next time we meet, this is Girl Khan signing off. Take care and bye for now.